On the line, we have Barbara Harris, and she's in Yucca Valley, and I'm Jerry Pippin, and this is the UFO Files. And, by the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, this is a little different than your typical UFO conference. What we're trying to do with this conference is bring back a lot of the old history that has happened out here in the high desert area, which includes Flanders, Yucca Valley, and Joshua Tree. There has been quite a history out here, and that's what has really fascinated me over the years, and becoming a permanent resident, I really wanted to bring to light some of that basic, you know, history.
You're not that old, and this stuff happened back in the 50s.
I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and I moved out here, and I met my soon-to-be husband, and he would always talk about this thing out in the desert that he had found when he was dirt bike riding as a teenager. And he would come out here camping with his friends, and they would dirt bike ride. And this one time, he actually came by the Integratron, and he met George Van Tassel. He was probably only about 16 or 17 years old at the time. And as we started dating, actually what we did is we went on an adventure to try to find Giant Rock and the Integratron. And for probably close to 26 years, we would be coming out here to the desert, and we would drive up to the rock. We found it eventually. But the Integratron, for many of those years, was owned by an outside party. You couldn't get on the property. It was covered in tumbleweeds, and we would stand at the gate.
But before you go any further, tell our listeners exactly what we're talking about when we talk about the Integratron. Describe what you see through the fence.
Well, the Integratron is a fascinating piece of architecture. It was built by a man named George Van Tassel he started it probably in the late 1940s, 50s. And the Integratron is a 38-foot high, 50-foot in diameter, non-metallic structure.
When you say non-metallic, it's made like out of stucco or something?
No, wood. It's all wood.
Oh, really? Well, there's not a lot of wood out there, is it?
Well, George, I guess that was part of the plan to make this a rejuvenation chamber, and part of that was the wood that he would use, he would bring in. And it was all done, like, pegged and curved.
Yeah, it's literally a circular-type building, right?
Correct, yes. Now, George Van Tassel, he had a very, very interesting... He had a career in aviation. He worked, I can't remember right now. I think it was one of the... I'm going blank.
Well, I was thinking, and I don't have it in front of me, but it seems like it was Hughes Aviation or somebody like that.
Yes. And what he did is eventually, after coming out to the desert in the late 40s, early 50s, he eventually moved his family out here, and they went to live under Giant Rock as he started, and he also created the Giant Rock airport that was out there.
Now, tell me about the Giant Rock. Literally, is this a big rock in the desert or what?
Yes. Giant Rock has a fantastic history. It basically was always, we'll go back to the Indians. It was considered a very, very sacred ground and holy ground by the Native Americans. It was so important that only the chiefs and the VIPs even come close to this rock. And Charlie Ricci, who is real common and really well known, there was roads named after him in Landers, he had the opportunity to meet these Indians and discuss all about the original of, you know, heritage of Giant Rock and why it was so sacred. Now, Giant Rock, it has this amazing, amazing energy. And what happens out there is over the years, there was a man named Frank Kreitzer. This is probably where it picks up more into the 50s and where we're really getting interested in. Frank Kreitzer, he was a miner, you might say, and he had dug underneath this rock. And as he lived under there, and he did his mining, and he had a little shortwave radio. But Frank had the, you know, unfortunate He was unfortunate to have a German name. And it was also during the time of the war.
So we're talking about in the 40s, and here's this man of a German name up here in the middle of nowhere digging under this giant rock, and so people naturally suspected something was going on.
Yes, and he was labeled as a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, eventually the government came in there, and they wanted him to come out from underneath the rock, and when he wouldn't come out, they threw a tear gas canister in, of course, blew him to bits. And then the story evolved from there, because George Van Tassel knew Frank. And eventually, after that, he moved his family from Santa Monica area, and they cleaned out Giant Rock area, and George lived under Giant Rock with his family. And while they lived out there, they also created a little restaurant called the Come On In, and they had an airport out there. And people would come from miles and miles around while George held these little conventions, spacecraft conventions, he used to call them.
Yeah, they would meet and wait for a saucer to show up, if I remember correctly. And then at one time, they had thousands of people show up.
And if you see where this rock is located, it's probably about 3 to 4 miles off of a main road. It's out in the middle of the desert. It's pretty isolated. So what I always found very fascinating was how 8,000 people would drive out here in the late 50s, early 60s, and sit to listen to George Van Tassel speak. And what's even more fascinating is one of the contributors to the Integratron was a man named Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes would actually fly in to on Giant Rock Airport just to come in to have a piece of apple pie that George's wife, Doris, would make.
Yeah, we have an interview of a fellow by the name of Bob Short who went out there during that time, and he says in the middle of nowhere, and they can hear the interview. It's on our website, and just click on his picture under the gallery of researchers we have, and a guest, and basically he said, this restaurant was out there in the middle of nowhere, and this lady would come out and make great ham and eggs and whatever.
Fabulous. And that's one of the reasons for sparking the interest in this retro convention, because we want to be able to have people come back there and experience it. In fact, that's one of the menus that we're going to serve. We're going to serve hamburgers and apple pie.
That's great. Now, that building where the restaurant was is long gone, or is it still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly everything is gone under there. George himself, he had received the technology to create the Integratron. According to George and some of the documents, that he had actually had a spacecraft land out there, and he boarded the spacecraft.
Yeah, this is an acoustically perfect thing. It's a sound chamber that's perfect, I understand.
There are documentations of the spacecraft landings at Giant Rock and out in the desert.
Anybody see any spacecraft out there these days?
In fact, very recently, just about a month ago, there was spacecraft hovering. And one lady who is very in touch, I guess, with the beings and talks to space people got a message from them. And her message is very, very clear in the fact that they were ready to come back. They were ready. And through this event that we were offering, it was kind of like the invitation to say, okay, you're ready and we'll come because you're calling. So who knows? You know, I'm up for it. I'm game for anything. So I'd really like to see a spacecraft land. I'd really like to meet our brothers and sisters from the stars.
Who knows? That spacecraft will be summoned.
Yes. Yeah. I remember even how this whole event came to me, because in light of it, I have very little knowledge of UFOs and spacecraft and the star system. And the day that this event was coordinated or thought of, my husband and I were driving down the hill to Palm Springs, and I just kept getting this feeling. I kept looking up in the sky, and I said to him, I go, wow, I'm just hearing a lot of chatter. I'm hearing a lot of chatter. And when we got home that afternoon, I laid down, I took a nap, And out of the blue, I woke up, I came out, and I stood there and looked at him, and I said, I think we're supposed to have a space convention. And he looked at me, and he goes, are you out of your mind? And he said, okay, let's proceed. Let's go forward. And
are they supposed to be camping out, or can they go to, are there any hotels and motels around there?
Yucca Valley and the area has plenty of hotels, and we have a website that lists all the hotels in the area.
Yeah, go ahead and give that to our radio listeners, but we do have a link to it already.
Okay, it's www.retroufo.com. Also found a lot of old footage, film footage, and we've been digitizing this footage, and that is some of the things we're going to be showing at this event, some of these old spacecraft conventions.
Sounds like a fun time and an educational time at the same time. So overnight camping is actually available. Barbara, we will be running down to speakers on other shows here, but I notice you have Dr. Louis Touré from Phoenix. An incredible guy. He's going to be there. And of course, you have Bill Hamilton.
Bill Hamilton.
Right. And Bill is a good friend of ours and has been on the air many, many times with us. And he's a very interesting fellow and really one of the top researchers around.
Yes. He's been to the Integratron quite a bit. And
He doesn't live too far from there, back up in the high desert up around Lancaster and Palmdale. But, you know, what's he going to talk about? I imagine quite a few things, but has he given you a clue?
Yes. He's going to be also bringing back a lot of the 50s and the 60s and a lot of his film footage and things that actually happened out there at Giant Rock and the Integratron once again. So, again, we're going to revisit a lot of the history that has gone on there. And people who have a curiosity will really want to come out and participate in this. George Van Tassel claimed landed there. And that's who had original contact out there.
Well, tell us a little bit about the original contact, about these entities. What were they? And I mean,
well, you know, again, this is from George, okay? And George claims that he had multiple contacts at a Giant Rock while he was living there. But the most significant that has really changed his direction in life came when there was a landing behind Giant Rock one time. And I take people out to that area, and they don't really know. I don't give them the full history often. And when I get them up there, almost everybody that I've had up onto this hill called Crystal Hill sits there and just feels that something happened there. And behind Giant Rock, there is this Crystal Hill, and it is unlike any of the other geology in the area. And this is where George claimed that the spaceship landed. He boarded, and these Venusians apparently talked to him, gave him the technology, basically told him, you know, you humans are, you know, okay, you're doing okay, but, you know, you're just a little slow, so we want to help you out here a little bit. So they gave him the technology to build the Integratron, which was to be the rejuvenation chamber and help with cell rejuvenation for human beings.
You know, Howard Hughes used to fly in there for, you know, the apple pie. Do you think, did he actually tell anyone that he thought something really happened there, or did he just thought it was a unique experience?
Howard Hughes supposedly, well, this is documented. So George, he got $40,000. He's the first person to donate towards the Integratron, $40,000.
Which was a lot of money back then.
Yes, and it was on May 4th, 1956. Okay? Now, here's the interesting thing that's real fun about this. George Van Tassel had three daughters. Now, there are three sisters who own the Integratron at this time. And so, as for Howard Hughes coming in and maybe visiting or seeing spaceships and space people, I haven't read any of that documentation, so it doesn't say that he didn't. But he was very, very involved with George. He believed in what was going on out there.
Well, we wish you a lot of success with this.
And bring in more of the old timers. We want people to come and be really involved. We want them to share their stories with us, share their footage, and you know, this is just a fascinating time. We want to reawaken the area.